I'm audible.
Yep, you're perfect.
Hello. I'm audible now. Hello.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, I could see it. Thanks. So I'll share my screen and we'll go over the agenda today. So I've already published this agenda before. I was asking for more topics to come. One update is that we could not have that discussion of Lucas, who was waiting from long back, that he was on leave today, so we could not have that. But I think we have good in platter right now, which is more or less the complete thing which we have to plan for El Alto. So first thing is that from El Alto perspective in DDF, they have identified El Alto to be more of a non-functional release than the maintenance release. So that's what we can name it from the way it went in TSC. And the perspective of that was mainly to focus on these three key areas, that is security improvement, documentation, and CSIT. CSIT improvement, I would put it as. And also the other aspect I had there was to resolve the technical debt, because this is one thing which we wanted to do from SO from long. So we wanted to have a technical debt part, which is where we can actually put our thoughts. But again, looks like from the expectation from the TSC and the in the community, what we can see is these are the three high priorities which we have to resolve for El Alto. Okay, so any questions so far? Okay, if not, I'll quickly go into the details of this. So we have basically OJSI is actually one new tool for open source gating, where they are saying OJSI based defects actually based on different criteria that includes the APIs which we are exposing outside, the SSL communication, the kind of attacks that can actually happen. So based on different criteria, they have actually come up with this OJSI based score. And they have raised defects in different projects. So for SO, we have four defects identified right now by OJSI. And they're all more or less around the APIs which we expose on the port, which is actually what we're listening to. So we have two major issues I can put it as. One is on the SO224, and we expose only two main ports. One is on SO mount, the other is the SO itself actually on 227. So these defects, these four defects which we have right now here, are all talking about more or less the same issue. I mean, similar issue, I would put it as. That is exposure of the APIs and the security of the ports on which we are listening to. So all of them are related to the SSL based. If you can actually make it, I'll have a talk with once more with Premi and his team. Sorry, I mean, Pavel Pollock, actually, who is leading the security subcommittee. So we'll also have, the problem is they are actually having the meeting at the same time when we have our weekly meeting. But I'll try to have a separate meeting with them where I can discuss more details. So I'll be sending the schedule for all of us who are interested and also join them. So these are the four issues which are basically there for SO to solve first. So first is, as I said, SO mounting exposing HTTP endpoint using port 3.0.2.4. That is for mounting purpose, which we use. And the other is 3.0.2.7, which is our normal external API gateway, what we use from all our REST interfaces. And 3.0.2.4 expose unprotected service outside of cluster. So this also looks like the same. There are not much details provided on this, so I'll actually get back to them. So you see the port is still exposed, listening on it, connection refused. This is one aspect there for that. And then the last one is again coming from the SO expose unprotected APIs or UIs, that CV2091. This is one of the CVs which is coming from TIA badging pack. So this is the details for that. Some of these issues are raised in a separate workflow. They are not in normal workflow. So we cannot see them in when I search for these issues or when I open my Jira and see for them in the my open issues, I am not able to find them. So this is one problem which happened. And this is what we found a strange thing in especially in the DDF also, that those issues are coming up only when you go with specific of the issue. They are not directly exposed when you do the normal search. That was one reason why we had some delay in this to find it out. Anyways, whatever it is. Right now, this is what is our main criteria from the perspective of top one task for the El Alto. Any questions so far on this? Hello? Guys, I'm audible, first of all. Are you able to hear me? I don't hear anything back, so I wanted to confirm that I'm audible.
Okay. Hello, Sashank. Probably yeah. I will ask the question because I know that those issues were closed because the full report was not public yet, but now it's public since 28th of May. Probably right. We can make those issues public as well.
The issues are already public. The issues are already public. You can try to access. And this issue, you can try to open this issue and let me know if you are actually finding any.
Oh, okay, sorry, I didn't get you.
Yeah, okay. You can try to open it right now as we are talking, maybe just to confirm that whether you are able to mm-hmm. open it or not. I'll actually ask the security team to work with that, so you can confirm with that because in this, my login is actually happening. Maybe someone can log in parallelly when we are talking here to confirm that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I didn't get you. Mm-hmm.
Sure. So can you open this issue in your Jira? OJSI138. Check if you're able to access it. That's here because you're.
Yes. I'm able to access it. Okay.
Great. And these issues are already published in the weekly agenda also. I've already put in the agenda and the mail has already gone out. So that way it's going to be okay. It should be public right now. There's no problem. Okay. So these are the four issues coming from the perspective of the OJSI. And we have a 60 day completion time for that. So that is 2 months from the time they are raised. So they were raised in May. So approximately we have 1 more month to complete it. In the month of July is when we have to finish it off. So this part, again, I'll discuss with Pavel because unfortunately we were not able to see this defect. There was neither a mail communication which was actually happening from this defects or nor the defects were visible to me in the normal view. I'll actually check on that part, the 60-day part. Other than that, the norm is actually 60 days should be fixed. Okay, and coming back to the other part, the Windows 11 upgrade. So this is one thing which is actually put as a mandate because of the current trend which is happening with respect to the Java. I think most of us know that Java has recently been taken from Sun to on recently in a long backstory that Oracle is actually taken over. So here is a quick update actually I wanted to share with you. This is a very detailed plan which a policy team has actually presented in the DDF. I think some of you were there in DDF, so some of you should have got a chance to attend this. But this link, anyways, I'll present it in the wiki also of this MOM meeting, but I wanted to have a details on this. So basically here they are talking of two different aspects. One is on movement of Alpine from Ubuntu, and other thing is actually about the upgrade of their JDK to Java 11 from Java 8. So these are the two aspects which they were talking about. And here they gave a reason why it is actually to be made, because Oracle is going to come with a new thing called Oracle JDK, which will have a life support, and Sun Oracle will be open Oracle, which will be open JDK, which will only have 6 months of the lifetime, long-term support actually. So this is what is the reason behind it and all they gave. I think this is, someone can go through the details when I share the details. So here they are saying about the different reasons why it is coming and all. And here is where is the important thing for us. From slide number 8 is what we can actually go in details. So they were talking of different steps which are required for us to do the job. So anyone willing to take up this part, anyone voluntary to take up this part, I have a task for them. So we can actually try this because it's a parallel job where we require to have a parallel Jenkins job to be created. And we can actually have a parallel. This is only for the building part and ensuring that basic testing is actually fine. That's what the whole thing here. We don't require end-to-end complete functionality. But at least the pod should be up and then we should be able to build the complete releases and pod should be up. That's what is the main expectation which is required from the start point, and then we can do basic integration testing after that. So step is what I can three step process where we first build it, then we deploy it, and then we test it. That's the basic sanity. So anyone willing to take it up? Katsia, can you volunteer for this activity? I know you have some resources. You are asking for some work from this side. So are you willing to take up this? We will surely support you. But anyone else or?
Yes, this is Abdel from Orange.
Hi, Abdel.
I contacted you a while ago. I'm from Eric Debo with team in Orange Lab Networks. From Orange side, we are willing to contribute to SO improvement tasks. So
that'll be great. Thanks a lot. So yes. I'll your task. So you have the resources required for this, or you require some help from other side? So Orange, is it like you have enough resources?
What I have today is we have two FTE, two full-time employee assigned. We have a Java developer. Mm-hmm. We have a tester. We have an automation engineer. We have a technical architect who is an expert in OLAP architecture. So we do have some skills. And based on what I mentioned, maybe you can tell me if this task will match or not. Do you need a Java developer? Do you need a tester, integration tester, automation engineer? Right,
from Java perspective, that's enough. I think one more thing which we require is the Renee's team, right, which is working along with Eric, actually, again. I think you're also a part of that. So we require a basic integration testing of SO to be done on that side. Once the three-step process aside versus building the thing, I mean, porting and building, I would put on the same thing. Putting the code and building the jars, building the complete thing. And second thing is deploying on the Kubernetes base, because we require the deployment. And third thing being the testing sanity test. That's what we want.
Okay. So porting the code means refactoring, because it's now in Java 8?
It is in Java 8 right now, yes. So we require...
Yes. So and this will involve all SO?
Yes, because when you're talking of the complete movement of it, then we require... Actually, this is not an activity which is what we are right now saying we will do it for LL, but this is activity where we see how much readily we can...
Sorry, I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you now.
Can you hear me now? Is it okay? Hello?
Sorry?
This is activity where we are right now checking as to what is the preparedness of SO from, or the effort required for SO to move from Java 8 to Java 11. So this is actually a pre-check which we are doing in LL2. It's not that LL2 we will move it to Java 11, but in LL2 the ask is to have this pre-check done, and we can see how much is the effort required and how much time frame or the time frame which is required for this to be done. So that is what is the main thing which we will be looking at, this time frame.
Deployment is building the whole project and the Docker containers and everything, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Sanity test for the SO, it's basic testing, is like a specific test framework you are looking for, or what?
We have a basic testing which is called like virtual firewall. That use case should be able to do it, at least the SO part of it. Right.
Functional testing. So we instantiate the virtual firewall and make sure that it is functioning. It's similar to what was done in...
But virtual firewall, the problem includes other moving parts also. Virtual firewall, the catch with virtual firewall, it requires SDNC, it requires the WID and other things also.
Yes.
From SO perspective, we should be able to do the basic sanity. We should not have any issues coming from SDC, from SO when we do this, because distribution should happen. Now we should have the WID call. All those functionalities which are there, right? Around SO should be able to do it. We cannot ensure the complete end-to-end testing of this. And one more, the other way of looking at it is you can actually deploy the new SO Dockers with the existing package, and we can do the testing. That is fine. Am I making sense?
Yes, I can. Yeah, we can use an existing ONAP installation and use the new images, the new images that we deploy after importing the code, and then retest the instantiation of the virtual firewall.
That's right.
So, yeah, and you only upgrade SOO images and leave the rest of ONAP.
Right, as it is. I think you already have the environment for that, because I know Orange has already built it. Rene and other people are actually working on it. So we can use the same.
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
So the link, I'll actually put it from your reference. I think it the link is already there. There's a part of your DDF presentations. In fact, I just Googled it and I could actually find it for what they have done from here. Like I'm talking about this link.
Okay.
This link will be helpful for you to check from the perspective of, or this is coming from file only, because this is anyways, I think you can just Google this here. You'll get it. Policy experience is the first one which you get right. The wiki link is here. I'm not able to put the wiki link on it.
So, Sasho, is it Java 11 upgrade or Windows 11 upgrade? Because in the previous slide, you had Windows.
Which one? In the previous slide, you're talking about this one?
Yeah, so that's why I wasn't sure what to answer to you. The previous slide.
It's Java 11.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe in the agenda I said Windows 11. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah.
Thanks for the correction. Yeah, that was a typo, actually.
Okay, so.
Yeah. Not Windows, Java 11.
So Orange will handle it, right?
Right, Orange will help it. But we can surely help Orange in the details also.
Okay. I will need, of course, I will need to check on my side internally first and see what level of effort is involved here and so on. And if I can, and when I can have the resource ready, and I need to check also with Eric Thibault, and then I can come back to you with a final confirmation. But I'm doing my part, offering the help and the details we can work on later.
Sure. So as I said, we as a community can actually help you based on need. So next, maybe you can actually work on this this task, this agenda as such. I've given you the links also. I'll upload this anyways to the same MOM meeting. So you can get back to us next week with the detailed plan as to what is the thing that you're thinking of from what Walsi has already done. And based on that, we can plan it further on. Okay. Sure. Thanks, Abdul, for...
Thank you.
For this thing, actually. And coming back to the first part of it, so OJSI issues, anyone volunteering on this? Steve, you're there? Hello? Steve? Do we have Boeing? Boeing? Hello?
Okay, so maybe I will ask if there is any API on that port exposed. So mostly my question is how much Java developer work is it, or is it mostly Helm charts changing and removing some APIs?
These four are related to mostly the SSL part of it. It's actually related to the Java part. 90% of the work is related to Java part. Because as I said, they're all security-based things, right? Where you require to have the porting of this, the HTTP connection, which we have right now to HTTPS. Having said that, we should be understanding the current platform, which is the ONAP as such, where we have the AAF part of it, where authentication is something which we have to look into. And also need of the R from the security, like what and all are the aspects which they'll be testing on. Like I want to understand the test bit from security perspective. Which is one criteria where we can say this is actually done. The task completion is actually coming from security perspective, right? So these are the two aspects which we have to meet for this requirement. Am I making sense, Katsia?
Yes, so we're doing some AAF integration for SDC, I think, now. So probably Samsung we may have some experience.
We can push the AAF integration if someone knows all the valid configs in ONAP. Because we use AAS internally right now, so AT&T can do that portion.
Okay.
This
is not.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Bing.
Okay. Maybe finally, I fixed the microphone. I tried to say something a lot, but anyway, so internal the security authentication, probably AAF integration, we can use it. Another security issue is authentication between the adapter and external NFVO and the VNFM and FRED, and then we try to tackle them during El Alto. And that one, I'm not sure we can use AF. And Samsung, Katsuya said they have some OS2 based the implementation. We like to learn a little bit about that.
Boeing, I want to hold on for that for a moment.
Okay,
on
sure. Okay. Yes.
Let me start this one. I'm saying this, but we'll first talk of these four issues. I know what you're coming up with from security perspective of the external entities and all. That is also required. We'll really talk about that. But first, to start with the OJSI issues here. Okay, this is the topic we're talking about. For OJSI, as I pointed this yesterday also, right? We were having a mail conversation, you, me, Steve, and Subhash were having it. Based on the ports which we exposed. So these four issues are coming from the perspective of what we have currently to be solved from the El Alto perspective from Security Subcommittee. Security SecCom has actually come up with these four issues, which are mandatory for us to fix for El Alto perspective. Okay, for that, we require to have fixes coming from the monitoring page and the SO BPM and infra. So not BPM, that will be SO API handler. These These are the two pods which will require change because both of them are exposed to external entities. We have IRs and ERs, right? So external resource, external APIs is what are exposed from these two entities. And as you can see, 3.0.2.2.4 and 3.0.2.2.7 actually having issues. Okay. So, and this is the first point which I'm trying to say. And second thing which is there is on the same, we have unprotected server service outside of cluster on the 3.0.2.2.4, which is coming from monitoring perspective. Okay. So these four issues and other is on the API. You know, this is CVE is a, you know, that last time we were talking about the CI badging, right? As a part of CI badging, we have some unprotected APIs which are exposed from SO, which we have to fix. So these are the four things which are coming from the security subcommittee as per their trend analysis and the scanning tools which they have run from Samsung. Samsung was actually working on this and we found these issues. Okay. So Christoph is actually a guy who's a part of security subcommittee right now and he's been very active in fixing these issues. So this was run across the projects, not just SO, it was run across the projects. And for SO, we found these main four issues. Okay, so the ask right now is about these four issues. As I said, one part of it is that AF integration is required because as you see authentication part and all, we require AF integration for that. And as Steve rightly pointed, we have the AT&T already working, Ecomp and AT&T internally is actually using AF integration already. So same can be ported to the open source part. Okay, that's where AT&T is actually giving us a helping hand to fix that issue. Now, coming back to these four issues, we require someone to grab this part and we require someone to help us to resolve this. For that, what is required is that we require to have the discussion with security subcommittee, SecCom, okay? SecCom to discuss and details of the issues and resolution. Because the resolution part is unclear right now from the grammar of whatever is given issues. So that part, as I said, I can help you with help whoever is actually coming forward. I was actually asking Katsia on this because Katsia is again coming from Samsung. And these issues are again coming from Samsung internal team which is actually helping us for the security runs and all. So the ask was to have a discussion whether we can actually have someone coming from the Samsung division here who are actually there as a part of SO can actually help us in resolving these issues. With the help of community again, not
yes,
just
Sasha.
Yeah, right.
Yes, Sasha, I can say for myself, I can take one task and I will ask if anybody wants to join in Samsung because I'm not a manager. I cannot assign somebody a task. Yeah, but you're right. It's easier for me to talk to Krzysztof from SecCom
right.
To discuss what are the main points of the fix. But I believe it's HTTPS.
Yes. Obviously, there are HTTPS except for one issue which I doubt, which is not having complete details, which is this one. You know, this is what is exposed unprotected service outside of the cluster. So this could be HTTPS, and it could also be that 3.0.2.4 port actually has some specific needs because it's a UI-based port. So are they expecting some UI-based things also to be solved in that? So that's one question which I have. As I said, there's not many details in this thing, so we have to ask it further down. So this so happened that last week when we had in DDF is when we had the first conversation. After that, I was busy with a lot of other stuff. So I'll surely talk to the Christoph and other people. But if you can also help in the rendering ham, that will be great. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So coming back to Boeing, the point which you are raising, yes, we need to harden the other APIs also. Apart from this four, we need to even harden the other APIs. Mm-hmm. The first step of that is AF integration. Okay. And second step of this is, okay, let me put it in a different slide because this OJS issue on. So hardening of this is where is hardening of all our APIs. Here we have the discussion which you're trying to say, right? Boeing about Sol-based implementation which we have.
Yep. Okay. SC adapter, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
ETSI adapter, that is that's Sol 3. This is specific to Sol 3, which is what we are using right now. And,
yeah. Here, and then Fred, Sol 5. So Fred's thinking about Sol
5. Sol 5 is not yet a part of the integration because we have not merged the code because El Alto was going into this form. So one update I have is I'll come to the technical depth, then we'll discuss on how we can resolve, how we can actually handle it. Anyone here from Verizon? I don't see any, or am I missing someone? Okay, so this Solvez thing is one thing which I kept it on hold because, as I said, the LLTO release is actually more of non-functional release. So we cannot have new features added to the LLTO. Okay, because Solve 5 is not in scope of Dublin. We wanted to keep in LLTO, but LLTO is being non-functional release. We can even have merge of that. We will have the merge of it in Frankfurt. Okay, so that was the point where Solvez is actually on hold. That is, this is on hold. I don't require to mention it, but just for the sake of this. And apart from this, we also have some other entities, which is coming from STC. Okay, there is STC, UI, AI, I mean, all the, I will say API handler. The ones which are not mentioned as a part of these issues, actually is what we have to take care of. Okay, am I making sense? These are all incoming I'm talking about. Outgoing are coming from the perspective of the AI, SDNC, APSI. OF, multi-cloud, so on and forth. So this will be our second priority. Okay. In fact, HC also will be, HC adapter also will be part of this thing only. I'm making sense? Hello? Any questions on this? So I'm trying to put them as internal incoming and outgoing APIs. Okay, the other ask on this similar lines was actually come with a matrix. Okay, that is actually one dependency matrix. This matrix will be used for the SecOM to have some testing done. And the part of that would be to have the same hardening of APIs. And also they'll actually do a testing with respect to what components are leading to where and all, are integrating with where and all, and how should we do about for that. So that is one thing which is asked from the security subcommittee again for LLTO to have a dependency matrix updated for each project. Am I making sense? Okay, I think silence is good. So I'll go with the remaining part of it. So this is what is the thing. As I said, Alpine version preparedness. I think, Steve, you were having some discussion on this thing, right? Last time you and me, remember Alpine, actually, we had some discussions on this time, this trend. But internal AT&T already has some updates over this, Steve.
For what?
Alpine upgrade, I mean, the porting of Alpine instead of Ubuntu.
Yeah, we're running Alpine internally.
Right. So can you help us with that being run for SO itself, SO also, for our what is in the community?
What version are we targeting?
The current version is, again, as I see from the policy, they are saying about this one. It is 3.02, if I'm not wrong, actually, on that one. We reconfirm it.
Okay. Yeah, we can look at that.
Yeah. So here is Alpine one. Let me see. Oh, this is on the slide. And here in the details, I remember it was 3.something actually. Yeah, 3.9.4. And these are the details which they are saying about. Docker links on this and. Let's be sure what is the version. Hello?
Yeah, just create an issue and assign it to me.
Sure, I love it. Okay. Okay, so these are the things, and CI badging and gating, this part I have some more details to be brought in from the security committee. We'll actually have a detailed session with them, and I'll present more details on what are the expectations, because this was something which was very vague from the current discussions, because there were multiple inputs from security subcommittee on this perspective. So specific to project, we can see. By the way, this will be a continuation of what we did as a part of Dublin, where Dublin we have seen the come to third party dependencies and third party issues which we are actually finding from the CI system, and that's what we have to fix for El Alto. And some of them is what we will also have some other additions to with respect to that. So that is one thing which I'll get back. As I said, this discussion has already started from Dublin, but more details are required. So this part, let me put a task for me and I will get back to this. So dependency matrix, Boeing, can you take this task? Boeing?
Yes, I can. Sure. And then the soldiers are five, based on Fred's email this morning, they are looking into that too, soldiers are five. But we're going to look at the soldiers are three.
Yeah. Soldiers are five, as I said, we don't have it right now for Alto. Mm-hmm. Alto, we don't have it, but we will take it up for the sure. other part of it. Okay.
Okay,
so this is one. And Marcus, are we here? Yeah, Marcus is also there. Marcus or Eric? Hey, Marcus. Okay, let me get back to this point and then we'll discuss. So documentation improvement is one key aspect which we were discussing on. We all know that current documentation of our project is not that well done. This is one aspect which we have to improve from El Alto. So what I've asked for documentation CSID is actually a panel team or a SME team, the subject matter expert team, from the perspective of how to document it and all. And we will be working with them with respect to the content of it. The content is what we will provide them. But the SMEs who will be actually coming up from these specific committees will be helping us in arranging the data and giving us a better view of how the thing should be. Right now, they are scattered multiple places because there's no consistency across projects. It's not just SO alone, but across projects, we don't have a consistency because there was no hardened template which was used. So the ask right now for El Alto is to make the documentation better and unified across. Okay. And coming to CSITs, Marcus, are you there? Marcus, if you're speaking, you're on mute. If you are not speaking, I wanted you to step ahead. Marcus? Okay. So one discussion point which we had from CSIT was, again, the integration perspective. We require to have a lot of improvement from SO. We all know that SO, current CSIT is not in par. That is one of the issues why we are actually facing issues with integration. So release on release, we were having the porting, and also once modularity is done, we wanted to keep it for Dublin. Dublin, we are almost there. So we will take it to next step where we will be, I think Mark is trying to connect from other system, I can see. Okay, so other thing which we have to do. Hey, Marcus. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. So, I was coming back to CSIT part. You remember just before the RC2, we were having a discussion on CSIT. So, you have anything on this type, on this front? I know that you were doing some internal POC level CSIT, right? From Intel folks, with the help of Intel folks.
Yeah, so we'll have like a basic CSIT that we can contribute, I don't know, probably in the next month or so. Mm-hmm. We already have some code, but there's some, well, it's not trivial as far as what we were trying to do originally, which was that mock all the interactions that SO has with other components. And mm-hmm. so that we had somebody working on it, but they moved on to another project. So yeah, I can pick up some of that work and get like a basic CSIT running, so we have like a framework and we have one test
So dear.
And then after that, I'd need help. You know, if people want to test various you know, interactions, we'd need help expanding that.
Right. I put basic testing suite and the framework in place. Okay. I think framework is anyways there. That's a robot based only, right? Or using something else. Because we have to integrate this.
No, by framework, I don't mean that we're gonna use all the tools integration already uses, like including Robot, Jenkins, etc. By framework, I just mean that like you need to make something that spins SO up in a way that's useful, and then like has a opinionated way about how to test SO. Right now, it's just not
right.
It's, you know, yeah, super easy to do that. And if we had that basic framework, then it'd just be about adding a little bit of code to test the specific thing that SO does.
Right, and then add tests on top of it. Add the corresponding API tests and other things on top of that.
Oh, so, I mean, some of what we have, Marcus, internally at least, is we we spin like an alternate Helm chart with a simulator and different configs, and then run robot tests internally. So I'm not sure how that would fit in ONAP, but that's what we do internally. I have to strip a bunch of stuff out of the simulator because there's private stuff in there, but we do have, I don't know, like 12 tests plus a simulator for OpenStack SDNC. And then we run an in-memory ANI clone instead of simulating ANI.
Yeah, I mean, if you had some code that you could contribute that does that, after stripping out some stuff, that'd be really helpful. That's essentially what we're...
We have, is there like a separate repo for where this stuff goes? Can we specify different Helm charts for a CSIT deployment versus an ONAP deployment?
Yeah, so it all goes in integration. There's a CSIT folder. And yeah, I think that, I can't remember exactly how they deploy, but they deploy in a similar way that we're normally deploy, so we just have to change the Helm chart.
But I mean, I guess we can meet offline. I can show you kind of roughly what we're doing and what we have that we can contribute in terms of tests. We have basically infrastructure and GR API stuff covered fairly well. I don't have anything beyond that.
GR APIs and are you talking about the internal APIs? I mean, the external APIs of SO are covered in them?
Right. So all the kind of current.
Right. External APIs. Are you talking of SDC here or only the API gateway?
No. Well, I mean, all the external API calls are mocked, right? They're to a SIM.
Right. So the external APIs, by this, I mean two. One is that SDC distribution logic also, is it mocked or?
The distribution logic can be tested using.
We are right now using it standalone. I mean, we have a manual test. We want to make it automation.
You can run it via that REST API, and then you mount the CSAR on a volume in Kubernetes, and then you can run the distribution logic plus a full orchestration.
But it's not automated, right? We have to have some manual steps for that, but still okay.
There's no manual steps in our current regression suite.
Great. Okay. Then it is external API both.
Talking gate. You're saving the CSAR and you're saving the notification and you're replaying them, right? You're not using an actual SDC instance for this.
Great, okay. And distribution, okay. You're talking about both here.
So yeah, I'll meet with Steve offline and then see if we can
figure
out a way to get it into upstream, and then I can add the basic tests that work. Yeah.
Great. So if you can involve me too there in that discussion, I'll be able to provide this because we have internally some thing going on the same lines. So maybe we can discuss on this front and see what we can get out. So okay. Is it okay?
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Sure.
To provide a POSA for internal discussion. Okay. And this task of adding on top of this will be done after the internal discussion. So after we do brainstorming on that and finally come up with something, the community can actually add more test cases on top of that. And other update which I have is on similar lines. We have asked for help from the community to render their expert SMEs from the current integration team. They're already working on the similar lines because they are already having CSITs built for across projects. So we can give them some task which is very specific to SO's functionality, and they can actually help us from their perspective. Similar on documentation, we can actually have CSIT also. So we can also avail that facility, but first let's check what we have in the place, and we can start from there. And once we have this dependency graph done, we will be looking at those incoming and outgoing APIs, and corresponding CSITs is what we can make it based on the different ins and outs which we have from this. So these two can actually work on, the output of this could be input of this once we have the framework in place. Am I making sense or any sense?
Sashu, can you go back to page 4? So here we plan to tackle SOAR 003 first. And other interface ANI, SDNC, we needed some discussion with AT&T. We talk about AAF, and then I think that we cannot tackle. So that means we focus.
Good point. Let me just put this thing. The ask here is not to have the hardening of it. Okay, that's a good point, Alexander. Sorry, I missed it out here. I was trying to make the building of the matrix first as a GUI, and then we can actually look at the hardening as a secondary step.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Because that's the within the ONAP component hardening, and then external hardening is the separate category. So I can build a matrix.
Right. So building, I put it here, but I didn't mention it here. Good point to mention. So first is dependency matrix to be built. That is where we want your help. And then the secondary step of it is actually to have the hardening of the APIs based on the matrix which you build. Again, in this, the incoming APIs are high priority, and then outgoing APIs will be low priority. That's how we go.
Okay.
Okay, the other thing which we wanted to discuss was technical debt. So this was not asked by the TSC, but they said this is something which projects can do on their own. So I was the one who had a complaint about, because the initial thing which we started for having for the El Alto was it was to be a maintenance release, but because the way it went on, it has turned out to be a non-functional release. That's pretty fine. But we request still to use this time frame to clear our technical debts. So some of these points, as one point which he was mentioned and others, I have put it based on my own feelings, which I have based on the current state of SOFAS. But I have this open points for the community here, where we can discuss on what are the other missing points from your perspective, apart from what we have discussed so far. Even if it could be on security and all, we can still get back and put it here. Documentation, as I said, one thing which we have to surely build. Documentation part is something which we will take the help of the community, and maybe someone we will have the task further down, further split down when we proceed further in the coming releases and in the coming milestones. But from technical debt point, anything that people want to add, chime in?
Yes, I have one point. I suggest and add in if there is any
Katia, you're breaking for me at least.
Git repository of SO. Can you hear me?
Yeah, now it's better.
Okay. I was trying to suggest README, adding READMEs or reviewing the existing ones in the SO Git repositories.
Okay, that is a part of the documentation. I'll put it in the documentation part.
Okay.
Right, I'll surely put it here. In fact, this was one task which me and Rob started back in Casablanca. Rob Daughtry from AT&T and me started on this, but we could not complete that because Rob left us. But yeah, that's a good point. With me per project, per builder. Anyone else volunteering for this?
Hello. Hello, this is Mohammed Wali from Orange.
Yeah, hi, Mohammed.
Yes, actually, I've been working with the SO for some time now. I guess I can help with the documentation part. So,
sure. Is your spelling right, Mohammed? I'm sorry. I can only see the number. So,
M-O-H-A-M-E-D, single M, and Wally, W-A-L-Y.
So, thanks for that. Sure, Mohammed. Thanks for coming up on this. So this is one task which we can do. And of course, the APIs documentation matrix also will, dependency matrix as we discussed, also will be a part of the documentation once we have that built. So the matrix of it will surely go into this. The other thing on documentation, because anyways, we have that point of it, is the API. Actually, I have one Java docs as a part of this, where we were talking about the current, where is that? Let's sit down here. Java docs is what I want to talk about APIs, but we can actually put it across because that is, I think we can make a Swagger base more detailed actually, right? We already using Swagger. We have Swagger, which is there in place. So, we can actually use a Java doc also for making it more hardened and more detailed. Right, anything else that we find in technical depth? Coming from the perspective of where we are standing with respect to SO, all the seniors here, all the people. Yeah.
I have another issue. I tried to fix the tests, Groovy tests in MSO adapter utils, I think. Maybe I'm not sure which exact component, but not all tests there are run Groovy tests.
Good point.
So.
Good point. Okay, does this address your concern? It is not addressing, but this is your concern, right? This does this put your concern right?
Yeah, actually there is a problem because those Groovy scripts for BPMNs, sometimes they don't run. They have some troubles and the test would find them.
Right.
Okay.
In fact, the existing Groovy scripts are not good enough. I do understand that also because they are written, some of them are breaking on the fly. So, yeah, this is one thing which we can do. Yeah, anything else?
I have a question. I don't know, maybe I understand right or wrong, but I think that I heard before that Groovy is not to be used anymore, or is it going to be all Java, or
I understand? Good point. Let me clarify on that again. So what we have in Groovy, we were thinking of porting everything to Java, but the new coding is actually what we want to keep to Java as much as possible. Okay. Based on different, I mean, we had done a big debate on that, and finally we found that based on different aspects, different criteria taken into consideration, the new code is what based the BPMN support code or the script code should be done in Java. The current Groovy we have will retain for time being. Maybe as we get time and all, maybe we'll try to port them also into Java logics.
Okay, I have another question. We worked a lot with custom BPMNs. Mm-hmm. And one of the issues we were facing is when I have a model, a service model, and I know the BPMN I would like to work when to run when it is instantiated, we can now in the SDC GUI assign a workflow, so we can put the name of the workflow that I created in my Camunda modeler, so no problem in that. But when I distribute this service model in SO, it doesn't take up the name of the workflow that I would like to run when the service is instantiated. And I have to go into a table and manually add the name of the workflow to make SO trigger this BPMN specifically when my service, custom service, is instantiated. Is this something that is is going to evolve, or it's still...
Abdel, this was one of the topics which I was discussing in DDF also. For those of you who are in DDF, this was one thing which we're discussing on. So currently, workflow designer of STC is only at resource level. It's not at service level. So going forward, we will have a way in which the workflows which are designed in the STC design workflow will be used by SO. That is in the roadmap. but right now not for Adalto, but maybe for Frankfurt or further down too, because the evolution has happened. Components SDC also has to take it to from resource level to service level. Even SO should be able to take it the dynamic update of the tables and all. Right now there's a manual step which is required. You're right on the custom recipes which we require to have the service table updated. Also the BPM should be manually put across and all. So that there are some steps which you have to do manually. But that is what is the roadmap.
Okay, clear.
But not for Adalto. That is one technical dip which will not be. That's a functional dip, technical dip which will not be able to have it for Adalto.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome. By the way, Steve can chime in on that. Steve, I think for change management we are only using that part, right? For is Elena also here? I don't see Elena. But Steve, I think you can chime in for that. Elena is there, of course. Elena has been working on the change management part, which is using the workflows for developed in SDC. Elena, you want to chime in something on that?
Well, yes. Well, why using workflow designers?
Sorry? No. I'm talking about the change management, which we are using right now. Yes. He's getting some part of it, at least from SDC, right, for what we have done so far. Not the complete thing, but I know there's some work happening on that similar lines from SDC workflow designer to SO.
Right.
So you want to add more details on how much of work is done on that side?
Well, we have completed all the functional testing of the mechanism for distributing deployment, query, and executing of the workflow. There was one issue which had to do with associating VNF to workflow in the database that we're not able to retest. I mean, the fix is in there, but we're not able to retest this integration testing yet due to environment issues. So the next step would be to test the building blocks themselves, because the majority of the building blocks haven't been executed yet. So we have the mechanism working. We'll be working on testing the building blocks.
Sure. Thanks, Elena. And Abdul, on your part, Marco is the one who's actually doing this integration testing, so he can provide you more details on both the blocks together. So he's currently the owner of this task of end-to-end integrations and all. Okay. Thanks, Elena, for chiming in. Abdul, is that fine? Okay, so coming back to this part of it, anything else that I'm missing or one thing? The effort and manpower required. So Steve, coming back to the discussion point here, this was one pet project. I know you were working on this from Casablanca onwards. So what do you think is the effort of this one, Steve? Steve, hello? Steve, are you there? Okay. And then the other point, which will go hand in hand with the other thing, is right now the problem which we have is SO building. So those of you who have been hands-on in SO, you will understand that the complete component of SO to be built will take more time. So next step of it would be to split that build into smaller fragments where we can already have the projects done. We have total 10 projects right now, and 11th one is getting added. That is Sol003 part. So we can actually have the build done at the individual pod level. That will help us, and that's what we can configure with Jenkins. That will help us to have the build time faster, and even the deployment time and testing will be much faster. So guys, agree with me, or anything else that you want to chime in on this? Steve, Elena, Marcus, Wing, Sunil, Subhash, Vakas. I think you people have, sorry for picking up you people, but I know that you people have been working on lately with SO a lot. So what are your inputs on with respect to this?
I think it's a reasonable idea. I mean, right now you can go into the sub Maven projects and build just the thing that you want. But it's not clear what pod is sort of what code. So I think that would be useful to sort of organize the code around the pods.
Right. So this is both from functional aspect as well as from the from what we call organizing the complete code here, right, Marcus? So what do you think, we can have something like this in this time frame, in this Rialto time frame? Guys, I want your inputs. By the way, this is something which I was actually putting, because this Rialto list will be a non-functional list. So these are some of the aspects which I wanted to put in here from what we can do in 3 weeks time, or sorry, it's 6 weeks, development 6 weeks testing. So one thing I wanted to be sure of is whether we will have time for the remaining things, because as I said, the CSIT, the security, those itself are mnemonic tasks which we have to first handle. And technical debt is something which we will start based on what the kind of buffer we have. So I'm not going to put a lot of things on stake, because I'm sure the 3 iterations or 6 weeks what we have will not be enough to complete everything under the sky, but we can actually take it up. So Sunil, Sunil, you're there?
Yeah, hi, Sashi.
Yeah, Sunil. So you want to take any of these activities? Again, not that you will be alone working on it. It's that the community will surely help. Maybe you'll be leading it from friends so that we can actually help you for what you're doing.
Yeah, I can work on the JavaDocs part. From the, means the JavaDocs is for the whole code, is it?
The main full key, as I said, key flows. Key flows and handler is what we start with.
Okay.
The entire code point of it, it's too much. But for Rialto, maybe we can actually have. The existing JavaDocs could be improved, because existing JavaDocs, as I see, some of them are names. So we can improve from existing perspective, and then we can actually work on chiming in more and more details as we proceed on. Okay.
Yeah, I can take up this JavaDocs part. Yep.
So. Thanks, Sunil, for that. And anyone else for any other tasks? So, Steve, are you there? I think we lost him. Elena? I know you're there. So,
yes,
yeah,
I'm
this.
There.
Yeah, hi. So, this part, I know Steve was working on last time in Casablanca, also, we were having some discussions on. So, I'll actually stick with Steve on this and get back. Anyone wanted to do this part actually for the Jenkins to be broken up and taken up further down? Okay, if no one is there, maybe I'll put it on myself. Let me see. Yeah, hi.
Let me ask my team. Probably there will be interested people.
Sure. By the way, this work will actually give you more details on how is the organization of place. So this will give you the entire insight. Actually, one aspect which you are presenting, right, Katsia, in the DDF, one pain point which we were actually having was to understand the entire entity of the code as such. So this activity will help you to some extent. I will not say completely, but some extent it will surely help. Right. And don't worry.
Okay. I was mostly thinking about our guys who are working with Jenkins, but yeah, probably.
Sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Groovy test case and test suits, I will put them on low priority right now. I know it's important. More than this, I think the on similar lines, I would put on the improvement of UT is something which we have to work on. Okay. So this will be a task which is in par with the CSIT, but let CSIT, because CSIT is robo-based thing and all, UT is more of your JUnit and other things which we have to work on. So this is something which we can also take up. So these are the two open points which I'll get back with more resources. I know we are on top of the hour. So far, this is what I can put. And if any other inputs, Marcus or Katsia or Elena, Boeing, any other inputs that you want to keep? Because this is something which we will discuss in the coming PTL meeting, where I'll say this is what ISO can do right now, and this is what ISO cannot. So first of all, are we okay with the current work, or do you think more can be taken based on your experience? The seniors here, Marcus, Boeing.
Shishu, I want to add one more point. I see like loggings, means logging of the logging is very less in the code. So it would be better if we add logging also in this alert part.
Good point. Yes, when you want to start on that?
Sorry?
I put you for this. I know it's not conflicting. Again, as I said, this is again added key functionality in starting points.
Okay, I can take up that also. Yep. Sure.
Thanks for the point and moving forward. Okay, I think this is what we have in the platter. Then anything else that you want to add, guys?
Sesho, I just talked with guys concerning separating SO builds to separate Jenkins jobs, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the points my colleague told that the SO build is not currently building actually for quite some time.
There is one issue which is coming from, I think Marcus has already raised issue on that. So that part we will handle. I know there is one issue on the master build.
We'll yeah.
Okay.
It's, so basically it's basically a dependency. It's a dependency from the Linux Foundation has to put in Nexus. Yeah. We're depending on 2.7.1, but only 2.4.0 is in Nexus. And I don't know if it's something that disappeared or if we updated our versions, but we just have to get them. I'm sending an email to them to get them to fix that.
Okay, so it will be handled in the next days. So we can help with this Jenkins configuration of the SO builds. Just, Sesho, please create some tasks in
Jam, sure. Okay? All of this, which we have put onto this, will be turned into epics and stories, and you'll actually have them in here, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, but coming back to this, so I want to have one particular thing that anything else that we want to take up or anything else that you think is more to for this release, because I know this release will have only 6 weeks of development, 6 weeks of testing. So do you think it is good enough or anything that we're missing? I know there are some clarifications here required. The clarification part, I'll get them clarified and more details will be given in the next coming weeks thing or in the mail communications. So you can chime in. If not, we can call it for today.
Hi, Sesho. This is Sirisha from Verizon.
Hi, Sirisha.
Do you have any plan for Sol5
integration? I discussed with that. Actually, I discussed on that point. Sol5 integration is on hold right now because LL2 is a pure non-functional release, as it turns out to be. So Sol5 integration will be there from Frankfurt. Yeah, coming to that point, we will actually have a merge of the branch. We will cut a branch from the mayor master very soon, release, and the other development all can continue in the master branch. So e-release will be cut from master, where we will, once the merge of all Dublin things back to master, we will be continuing on that.
Okay.
And that will, the changes of SOLS user 5 will go into Frankfurt, not in Del Alto.
Okay. Thank you.
I need to talk to Fred about his expectation. He thinks he's going to merge into LR2.
Yeah, but, the problem with LR2, I think you're also there. So when I was.
Yeah, I understand. He mentioned that way. Okay, got it.
He's not on that, but TSC's decision is to make LR2 a non functional release, right? That's what it turns out to be. That's what is the outcome of DDF. Yeah, so. I think that's what I have. And I had one more update for Max Benjamin. I don't see him here. It's no problem. I'll actually talk to him on mail. So with that, I think, Elena, yeah, you know, is there. So can you, is Max there in office right now? Or is off? Elena?
Let me see.
Okay. If he's there, maybe you can just ask him.
Yeah, he's in the meeting.
He's in the meeting, great. So yeah, fine. I think I'll talk to him on mail, no problem. So that's all, guys. Thanks a lot, and thanks for coming forward for taking up the task. The remaining part of it, I'll actually handle it. I'll also get back to you with more details on the specifications. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.